Welcome to For the Fans, where tonight we are so excited to talk about the premiere of Big Brother 24. And we got to meet our wonderful 16 new house guests. Sheldon, how you doing?
That was a fun night. You know what? I usually don't like premiere nights. But I generally don't like a lot of challengers on premiere nights, but I kind of like those challenges, except for the earring one. Okay. And we'll talk about it in a second. But I kind of like the other challenges. So it was a fun night getting to know some new people and a few people who surprised me tonight. So overall, yeah. Good night.
Yeah. And for the first time ever, we're bringing y'all our friend Mike. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing good. It was nice to hear that intro music for Big Brother. It just gets all the energy going, and I was just excited. They could have done anything tonight, and I would have loved it, just because it's Big Brother, it's back, and we're ready to go.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, I can't help. Whenever Big Brother's on, I'm like, okay, I like Big Brother more than Survivor. But then when Survivor's on, I'm like, okay, Survivor's definitely my favorite. And I can't help it. Like, when they're like running into the house, you do get a little excited for them, and you're like, okay, this is fun. I love a new season, so.
Do you folks picture yourselves running into the house just like as if it's you?
No. Yes, I do. Like I'm like, how are they not kissing the floor? Like some of the notes I wrote down were just like, who held the door for people who didn't hold the door for like those little things. I'm like,
yeah,
they're going to lose the gate. They're getting voted out because I think about them.
Yeah. I mean, I would just make sure I don't go in first. You know, that curse is still real. So anyways, let's talk about Julie first because she, of course, looked gorgeous in her little purple fringe dress. We're all so happy to see old JCM back on your screens.
Yeah. Well, what does she do the rest of the year? She works 2 months a year and then calls, like, what does the woman do? Does she not need a job?
I mean, I don't think she needs a job due to the last name of Moonves. So, no, she doesn't.
Doesn't she do that, like, Good Morning show? Does she not do that anymore?
Not anymore.
That's so
wrong. Like, She got her paycheck, and now she does Big Brother.
Yeah, but if that was the case, why isn't it perfect? Like, why does she stumble on words? Like, if this is she's working 10 months to prepare for this show, well, why are you screwing up, lady?
Well, we can't all be perfect like us, Sheldon.
Mike is.
And what's hard, though?
I agree we can't all be, but speak for yourself.
I mean, what's hard, though, is to go from BB Can, where we do have Arissa. And, I mean, Arissa is just dynamic and so engaging and just, you know, makes you feel like you're her friend and you know her through the TV screen. And then you have Julie, who is the chin bot. But I can't help it. She's just synonymous with BBUS, and I can't help but love her a little bit.
You know, I don't love her, but I didn't get that excited today.
All right, so let's talk about the house. We did get some pictures that dropped yesterday. This theme is the BB Motel.
I loved it actually. I loved it so much. So I didn't look at the pictures that came out yesterday. I just waited until the show started and I watched it and I loved it so much. Like, it's weird because one of the things I love about Big Brother Canada is like how crazy the house is, like how cool it is, how like futuristic it looks. And I loved how this season of Big Brother, instead of saying like the Big Brother, like, you know, 5-star hotel, like it's the BB Motel, and it just looks like they kind of threw some stuff together. Like, they did a great job with it, but it doesn't look like they're trying too hard. And I felt like that's what Big Brother needs.
There was a lot of random tchotchkes everywhere. It was overwhelming. It was a lot. Like, but I don't know. Part of me is feeling while watching the show like this season was an afterthought. I don't know why. I don't know what it is, but it sort of just feels like, oh, okay, we're gonna do a motel and we're gonna do an
80s motel. So I don't necessarily love the theme, but I think I did not like the BB Can Tin House. It was too much, it was too bright. I didn't like the neon colors, and it was my least favorite BB Can house. So I think that having some more muted tones, I appreciate that because BB Can was a lot to look at.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like kind of like you're expecting this like crazy house. They have all this money to put in and everything, and there's like, no, like this is a motel.
Yeah.
You're going to go in a motel. Like,
it's a
I mean, I know it's a luxury motel, but It's still...
Do you remember like 20 seasons ago when the houses were like, oh, there's a nice dresser. And that's all you get in the BB house. And now it's like, here's this little thing on this little dog is there, this little windshield. Like every little corner has a little trinket.
Yeah. I mean, it's very well thought out, even though it kind of looks like an afterthought. So, and the theme is going to be different BB Fest. And I saw in one of Julie's interviews, like there's going to be, like a music festival. There's going to be, I don't know, like a movie festival. There's going to be a Zing festival. So what do we think about this? Are they going to stick with it over or under 5 weeks?
2 weeks.
Yeah, I would say under definitely.
But with her saying a Zing Fest, that implies that it's going to have to last pretty damn near the whole season.
Yeah, she says a lot of things.
But do they forget about the twist before we get to Zingbot?
I don't know. Time will tell.
Time will tell.
It's a cool little twist. It's a cool little thing, but sometimes I feel like the difference between Big Brother and Survivor is that this is camp, and like you play for a few weeks and you get excited for the theme, and then you kind of just go and focus on camp, which is the game, and the themes don't matter anymore. So yeah. I don't know. It's camp.
It's fine. We'll see. We'll see what happens. It's good to be optimistic in the beginning.
I'm too negative.
Yeah, Sheldon, happened? What happened today?
We've got our, stuck-up Canadian here who is used to just BB Can bringing it every year, and he's got such low expectations for BBUS.
He had a bad experience at a motel one time, Sheldon. Just talk about it. It's okay.
It still hurts in the rear.
All right, so we get our first group of house guests, and moving in first, we get Jasmine, Kyle, Paloma, and Monty. Any thoughts, any opinions changing in this first group?
Jasmine gave us a lot more personality, a lot more spice, a lot more style. It's very strange because I look at her and I'm like, this isn't a Southern Belle, but then you listen to her and this is a Southern Belle, and she's very intriguing to me and I can't wait to hear more. And Kyle was a little bit annoying, maybe a little bit too much, a little character. I don't know. Like, I'm a little bit disappointed in Kyle, and he's going to get old very quick for everybody in the house, I think. But Jasmine was a star to me tonight.
Yeah, so I share those exact same opinions. Just, we got basically 3 or 4 minutes of content from these people that we had to base all of these opinions on yesterday. And Jasmine just didn't give a lot in those interviews, but just you can see why they cast her, because she is very dynamic. And I think the fact that she's kind of like this juxtaposition of like a city girl and a country girl, and she's got the country accent. And so, I think she's pretty charming and I liked her.
Yeah. And going back to like Kyle, I feel like people will, like me right now, want to love him. Like, I really want to love this guy, but there's only so many let's go's you can hear in a day. If you're around this guy 24 hours and he drops, 30 let's go, blah, 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 and he's making TikToks without a phone, it's gonna get annoying, you know what I mean? So,
does he need a showmance?
I don't think he does, because I think he's annoying as hell. I'm just gonna lay it out there.
That's why he needs the showmance.
Well, he may need one, but I don't know if he has one.
Ooh, that hurts.
So, look, our boy Kevin's in the chat, and he says that Kyle was playing pickleball, and I did write that down. Kevin was not, you were not super high on Kyle yesterday, and I just wanted to know if that changed your opinion, seeing him play some pickleball.
Kyle didn't hold the door either.
Kyle was the first one in.
And he went in. He was the first one to go. He could have easily been the fourth one in. Here you go, guys. He went in and just blocked everyone else and out and ran right
in. Whereas Monty was supposed to go in third, but stayed, held the door for Paloma and let her go in. Mm-hmm. And that was a, like, this small little thing of, okay, this is a good guy. This is a mensch. Like, he's going to, like, and who knows? Maybe that's a spark for something that's going to happen. Who knows?
These are the things that win you the game. Everyone thinks it's strategic play. It's holding the door, being nice to people.
Yeah, I mean, Monte has a good vibe, and Paloma's very, very pretty. So, who knows? All right, so as this first group's moving in, we get Julie saying, you're going to go in, and you're going to get you a ticket for BB Fest, and then, you know, you're going to scan your ticket, you're going to get a station. What do y'all think about this way of splitting them into the different comps?
Right. I was going to say, I think it was really weird how, like, they all got the same thing right away. Big Brother was probably like, shit. But I don't know. I think it was cool. Like, it was random, we think, right? Like, yeah.
I saw on BB Twitter that it was like a 0.79% chance that they all four got porta potty. Not saying that it was rigged, but it kind of sounds rigged to me.
But hold on. If it was like, so like, if it truly was rigged, they wouldn't have done the four in a row together. Like, that's the reason why I believe that 0.7 chance is probably 100% what happened. Like, I don't actually think it was rigged. You know, if I was Big Brother, I would try to eliminate people having conversations about whether Big Brother is rigged or not. And there's such easy ways to do it. Get a wheel, let them pick out of a hat. Like, there's easy ways to do it. I just think the execution leads to these types of conversations that are so useless, so pointless.
Yeah. Also, if every single station only had like one of the competitions, then the chances of them pick, if they all went to different stations and choose from the same one, the chances go way up that they're all going to pick the same thing. I think what is that, like 25% at that point, right?
Well, except I think Paloma and Monty chose from the same station in the kitchen.
Rigged.
So obviously that wasn't the case. But that's what I, like, going in, I'm like, oh, okay, well, they'll put, you know, on different stations, three different choices. Obviously not what happened.
So, and then I also saw, and we'll get into it more whenever we talk about the actual competitions, but in, I guess last season in 23, they moved in male-female groups. And I think that this competition should have been done like that, because there was some definite, not in particular one competition, the merch one, like, you didn't need to have men competing against women there. So,
It's random. I actually had a feeling, I thought Alyssa might have a good chance. Because like, I don't know, like, I think there might be some really strong women that are like less heavy than the men that could have actually lasted holding on to that merch longer. I think it just so happened that, like, the women that randomly evidently got that were physically weaker women. And, you know, I don't actually know what Daniel does. I don't know what it means to be a Vegas Elvis person, but
a lot of
to be on stage.
A lot of bulk.
Like, I'm sure he's quite strong, right?
Yeah.
And that definitely helped him.
And we can dig into it more, but I think I like them moving into the group, into the house in groups and competing with the same gender. Just a thought, comparing it to last year. I just like that better. And I don't like the fact that we end up with three men competing for HOH. Like,
But doesn't that them competing by gender potentially make them closer? Like, if four men moved in together or four women moved in first, they're slowly waiting for all of the other house guests to come in. So in that hour, 2 hours, however long they're waiting for that competition to happen, they actually have time to bond, and it gives them this unfair advantage. So,
well, we have, but I mean, this was a live move-in. So,
It was live, Kylie. It wasn't live. It was not live.
I also think that if you make it like, you know, male and then female over here, I think randomizing it is actually more fair to everyone in that sort of sense, that anyone can win any competition. We're not gonna say that the girls in the hanging thing couldn't have won. You know what I mean? So why not randomize it? Anyone can win that competition.
I think the most fair is just plop them all into the house at the exact same time. That will completely equal everything out in terms of fairness. Mm-hmm. From a TV perspective, it's really hard to do.
I like competition. Like when they were all putting the drums together, I was like, I wish that was the first half hour of the show. Them like, you know, talking to each other for like 15 minutes and then boom, you're going to compete right now. It's a puzzle. And then they all do the same puzzle. One person wins. And then they can, you know.
I can get behind that too. I like that idea a little bit better. Okay. We got a guest appearance. Kevin Guillory.
I had to get out the chat. I wanted to come chat with you guys for a little bit. And Kevin is driving.
And I think this might be against the law in the state of Nevada, but let's figure it out. Let's see what happens.
Listen, last I heard you guys were talking about the groupings that came in.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I'm with Sheldon. If you come in between the live bits when they're like chatting, if you just have all the guys or all the girls there, they're going to be able to bond stronger. And that's when you get those like all male alliances, all female alliances. And so by having them come in with a mixed gender situation, you'll be able to have them have a more robust bonding situation while they're standing around waiting for group three to come in and group
but
four.
But is that what we got last season on 23? Because they moved in male and female groups last season. We did not have an all males alliance.
We might be completely and totally overanalyzing this.
Yes, completely. And it's really not that important.
I was just going to say, I completely agree that like instant connections can be made. Because you're looking for comfortability. So if someone's like, hey, I really like your vibe, that goes a long way. But, you know, day 15 comes around, you're not worried about who you're standing next to while people are putting piercings in their ears. There's alliances now. They're, you know what I mean? They've gone, you know.
Yeah. And I mean, there's no doubt that no matter what group you move in with, in those few minutes where you're getting to chat, you're going to be like, oh, hey, we're keeping each other safe, right? I mean, that's happening with all the groups, whether it's males, females, it doesn't matter. But moving on from that, Julie also tells us that in addition to these three stations, there's going to be a backstage boss. No, we don't want a backstage boss, Julie.
I do.
No, let's wait until then to talk about the details of it, but I will foreshadow absolutely no thank you, Julie.
Yeah, no thank you. I want a
refund, return for refund where applicable. That's what I want to happen here.
All right, so our second group moving in, we get Alyssa, Daniel, Taylor, and Michael. This is probably my least favorite group as a whole.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday when we talked, none of us were super high on Alyssa. The only thing that I really got from her that I thought was like, okay, this is kind of cool. It does seem like she is a fan. And she talked about her mom, like lining them up against the fence and spraying them with water hose. And I kind of love that. But other than that, she's there.
Taylor continued to be the star that she is going to be. I am a little worried as to whether she'll be able to rein in her everything because she is could be a lot. And
I wrote down intense.
I'm worried that if people see that she's a lot too fast, it might be dangerous. I still think she has the skills. I also have to say, I love Michael. I actually liked him even more today than I did yesterday. He's a lot kookier than I thought yesterday. And he's obviously a genius, obviously. But I think that all the kookiness is going to be able to calm it down. And that's, I think he's going to be here for a while, this gentleman.
Yeah, Michael held the door first and foremost. And second Alyssa, all,
that's why I came here. That moment right there. So as a lot of people know that the first person to go in has never won, I don't think. I don't think they've ever won.
Yep.
And,
except for Tamar.
And Michael, that doesn't count.
And it was the best.
Michael went knowing his big brother history. He looked into it, got to the door first. Sit after you, Miss Taylor. Let's go ahead and give you that, yep, that loss. I loved it. I loved it.
Yeah, and I think I honestly think Michael, like, just thinking of just like seeing tonight how he interacts in like any scenario, he just seems like someone who, Sheldon, like you said, he seems like a genius, but I mean, I wouldn't want to vote him out. Like, he just seems so like easygoing and fun. And
I also think he's extremely socially aware.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a danger in this house. Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
And his nickname is probably Mike, so he's going to be great.
So we also got to see more behind the scenes about Daniel. He does not perform on a bridge in Las Vegas, Kevin. He is a Vegas Elvis. Like I told y'all yesterday, and I'm not going to lie, like when he is in his little Elvis getup and he's attractive, okay? And I told y'all when he put the hat on and he covered the stringy hair up that he was going to be hot, and I was not wrong.
I liked him more than I thought I would. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, same.
Which is why I thought it was interesting that you said this was your least favorite group coming in, because this was my favorite group coming in, because I already liked Taylor and Michael, and then I was fine with Alyssa personally, and then Daniel really like grew on me with his package. It's video package. Yeah. Video package.
Kevin, relax.
Tell us more. Did his package grow on you on the bridge?
He's an Elvis performer. So I really enjoyed though. I really enjoyed it. And so this was my favorite group. And then especially with Michael's move of pulling the door, especially because Taylor was not prepared to be the first one to walk in there. Now, mind you, they're the second group to walk in, so it doesn't really matter. But they don't know that when they're going in.
I want a season to come along where all four of the people moving in together are super fans, and they're all like, go, go, go.
It wasn't just Michael holding the door. It was him looking at the camera and being like, y'all thought y'all got me.
Ain't happening. I would just like for all four people to just like stand there, like, go. Am I going?
Yeah. I like Daniel a lot, like in his intro, and then you know, seeing him come in. Are we on to the challenge? We haven't talked about that yet.
No, we got there, Mike. We go step by step. Mike, come on.
Okay. Sorry. I'm trying to jump the gun, but yeah. I mean, I liked him. I liked his first impressions.
Yeah. So third group, we have Nicole, Turner, Joseph, and Brittany. And
before we get there, I only showed up to talk about Michael holding the door. I loved it. I wanted to make sure I came in and spoke about that. You three are doing a great job. Well, Kylie and Sheldon are doing a great job. Well, Sheldon, you're doing a great job as always, right? Mike and Kylie are also here. So Sheldon, keep it up. Keep doing what you do. I'll see you guys soon.
That's really rude. That's really rude to Kylie and Mike. They're doing amazing.
Oh yeah, they're fine.
Well, to Kylie, I know I'm doing great. You know, Kevin,
I'm used to Kevin shitting on me. I don't even care. I will take his ass right out of this, right off of this stream.
Love you guys. Thanks, keep Kevin. It up. I'll see y'all.
All right, so let's talk about the third group moving into the house. We get Nicole, Turner, Joseph, and Brittany. And I did have to eat my words a little bit from last night. And I really, really changed my opinion on Nicole. She was so personable. She gave off like a really young vibe. And, you know, last night I was a little bit worried about her being one of the older ones. And I'm a big enough person to admit when I'm wrong.
Pardon me. I got Derek L vibes from her. Like, I think she might end up being really dangerous. I don't know. Like, I completely underestimated her yesterday when the cast reveal came out. I think that if she could get a strong enough alliance in, she's going to be there for a while. I also have to say, I was a lot more excited about Brittany yesterday. She really annoyed me tonight.
really, really annoyed me.
She really annoyed me. I was not having it. And first boot vibes. First boot vibes.
I wrote down in my notes, I put winner or pre-jury or slash first boot. Like, I was like, either she's going to get in with people and, like, be protected and play a great social game, or, like, kind of like, I'm bad with names, but kind of like Kyle and be, like, too annoying to keep around.
Yeah. I think that she, you know, gives off that vibe of kind of, what was, oh gosh, not Bridget, Bridget's friend, Bronte. From 16, 17, 14. Anyway, she reminded me of her. She's just, she's an oddball.
Yeah, she's an oddball. But I have to also say, like, the belly dancing even makes it worse.
Like, yeah.
I thought it would be endearing. And then I'm like, just don't. Why? Why are you doing it?
And, you know, she has her voiceover at the beginning where she's, showing how she's a hypnotist. And I was like, she sounds like she could be running a 1-900 number. My husband was like, oh, that is very soothing. I was like, you would think so, of course. Mm-hmm. But she sounded like a porn star. I'm just going to say.
I said the same exact thing. I was like, my girlfriend's like, what are you laughing at? I'm like, this sounds like porn. She's like, how do you know? I'm like, well, you know, it's on the TV. It's not that bad.
I saw it on Facebook for that.
Exactly. They're not playing it on CBS. But yeah, no, Brittany, like, either going to get far or, like, first boot vibes, literally. But then we have Turner, who I thought was also very interesting.
Turner is exactly what I thought he would be.
Yeah, his thrift shop was sick, though. When I saw, like, thrift shop, I was like, okay, lived in a van, thrift shop. His thrift shop, I would shop there. Like, I think that place is awesome.
I kind of liked his rugs. Like,
yeah, they were
very well done. So yeah. I will give him credit. I liked the rugs. I liked the Big Brother rug. I wouldn't put it in my house. But
can somebody give him a haircut? Also, the little straggly things on the chin, gotta go. Yuck. It's gotta go, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, just everything about, you know, and then Julie's like, how many of y'all like Music Fest? And I'm like, of course the hippie likes them. Are you serious? I mean, look at him. He likes music festivals, Julie. There's no question here. But Turner gave me what I expected from him. And then we got to meet Joseph, our late edition. Sheldon, no.
No.
What about him did you not like?
It's just a whole lot of masculine, crazy, cocky, SOB. I wasn't having any of it. Too into himself, too confident. Yeah, no, thank you. Bye. You bring back the other gentleman, please.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard when you have somebody like Marvin, who was so engaging and just drew you in with his smile and his personality, and then you get Joseph, he doesn't seem terrible. He's just very there.
Well, what I don't understand is, but I wonder, I don't know, maybe you all know, how many alternates do they have? Like, wouldn't they have alternates, like multiple alternates in types? Because these are two very different human beings, right? Like personality-wise, like, one is a bear, one is a bull. One is, like it's a very, like, how did they swap one for the other? Like, it completely doesn't make sense in my head when you're building out a cast.
Yeah, I liked Joseph, like, in his original, like, when he was talking. But the one thing that stood out to me, he said that he was going to be something that Big Brother has never seen. And he didn't really specify why. He didn't say, he comes from a Middle Eastern family. Like, I think he said Palestinian, which is, there's a conflict going on. But other than that, he didn't say, like, I'm going to be different in a sense where, like, in the game I'm going to be, you know what I mean? Like, and I was like, I'm interested to see where.
Yeah, like what's going to be different about you? What are you actually going to do?
Exactly.
Because that's just, you know, a front. Yeah, what is the plan?
I think he'll be likable. He was the one throwing the football to his dog,
yeah,
right?
To his dog. Yeah, it's so, pretty white dog. I can see him and Paloma like vibing, but you know, they're on different coasts, so I hope that they don't fall in love. He needs to just shut Paloma out, look at Alyssa, Florida.
He's a big guy. Like he's gonna be maybe targeted because like before when he was just like sitting with his family, I'm like, oh, like this guy, yeah, he's got it all going. And then he took his shirt off. He's throwing a football. And I'm like, oh, he's going to be targeted. This dude is way too in shape.
Well, they all are except for Michael. I mean.
And Turner.
Really?
Yeah, it's a pretty, like the men are, and Terrence. The men are pretty fit. Mm-hmm. Well, and then there's Turner who is Turner. Like I don't know. Like, but there is a nice, there's not an abnormal for Big Brother amount of big dudes who look mm-hmm. like they might kill you if they shake your hand. But I got major douche vibes.
I got Caleb vibes almost, like a little bit of like Caleb vibes, but in like in a non-country way sort of thing, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. He seems sneakier to me, and he's a lawyer. I don't know. Time will tell. I got big bad vibes. Bad vibes.
Okay. Our last group moving in, we get Terrence, Indy, Pooch, and Amira. And the person that I changed my opinion on the most is definitely Indy. And here we go. I can just go ahead and change my name to Indy Stan because I love her. Love her.
Right.
I don't think she's going to win. I don't think she's going to be a good player. I think she is going to be a character. And those are honestly some of the people I like the most. Like, I mean, yes, Janelle is an icon, but, you know, I like Janelle's personality. I like Brittany Haynes. I like Rachel. I like the women that just come in. They're entertaining. Davon, you know, just.
But those women are different in the sense that they're not just personalities. They have really specific game abilities.
Yes.
I'm not sure Indy does.
No, I'm trying to think of who she, honestly, I can't help it. I get like JC Mondui vibes from her. And I don't know if it's just the accent, but JC, I know that it's not a popular opinion, but he was extremely fun on BB20. And I think Indy could be extremely fun.
I thought it was funny when she said, "I may not be that entertaining in English, but in Portuguese, I promise I am."
And yeah, I'm really funny in Portuguese.
Yeah, I thought that changed my opinion.
I think she's going to be a little firecracker, and so I'm here for it.
I have to say that the one who impressed me was actually Terrence. He wasn't boring old man Terrence.
Right.
He was fun. Like the fact that he's a karaoke guy, which is cheesy in and of itself, but there's more to him than mm-hmm. just daddy, grandpa or whatever. Like he had an interesting personality. I thought he might be first out. I don't think he'll be first out.
Yeah, like I don't necessarily get the first boot from him.
I don't think so. I don't get a gamer, no, but he'll be around. Like, I think that he would be a really fantastic number in an alliance.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to lock that man down.
Yeah. Loyal soldier.
The thing that you said, Kylie, about Indy, like, not going to win, but entertain, like, super entertaining. I did like a grading system of everybody just because I didn't know how else to do it. I feel bad. Like, these are people, but the same time.
Tell us.
I put A+ for Terrence and then in parentheses personality. Like I just thought he was like super fun. Definitely not someone I want to see go early because I just want to see how he interacts with these other people in the house. Cause he's just like, I'm actually going to run you over with the bus. And I'm just like, let's go, dude. Like
love you bringing that up. How many bus references do we get? Like, is he going to, are they every chance they get, are they going to be like, and Terrence threw his alliance under the bus?
Yeah, true.
Yes. So why is he, I don't, like, sometimes name words change in our world. why is he not a bus driver, but he's a bus operator? What the heck does that mean? Why
can't that's even what he called that. Himself.
He called himself a bus operator. No, you're a bus driver, sir. Like, what? Why? What's the difference? Okay.
With that title, I would think he's like fixing the bus as the driver drives.
I don't know. I don't know what the difference is, Sheldon. I cannot answer that for you.
Just the noise.
All just right. So driver. Let's talk about these other two. We've got Pooch.
Ugh.
Did I want to say, we didn't get there yet. Sorry. Can't say.
Did Pooch give you anything that you didn't, you surprised you?
He told us about his MBA, but I have an MBA, so who cares?
So no big deal.
No big deal. Like I don't know. I didn't get anything. This guy, like, the only thing that might save Pooch is that there might be a bigger douche on the show in Joseph.
Mike, what are your thoughts hair on Pooch?
So go back to what Sheldon said. I wrote down, like, what's with almost every contestant saying, like, people are going to think I'm just this surfer. I'm just this
dumb girl,
blue-eyed football coach. But in reality, I eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch for breakfast every single day. Like, it's like I put people are going to think I'm an idiot, but little do they know, insert useless thing you did here. Like, it's like, so same thing with Pooch. Like, people are gonna think that I'm just this slicked hair guy, you know, blah blah blah. But little do they know, like, you know, me and my dad used to fish every day together. And it's like, whoa, what? You're gonna win. Yeah.
This is going to make you a great player.
But Pooch gives me very like I mean, he said he's from Staten Island, right?
Yeah.
He gives me like city kid vibes, like we
he's
all
a Guido.
What's that?
He's a Guido.
He's a Guido, yeah.
What was interesting to me is that they even tried to do the mama's boy thing, but like he couldn't even pull that off. Like, as a character, they couldn't pull off the fact that he loves his mother. Couldn't do it even. Like, I don't know.
I kind of think of like Italians typically being close with their family. So I'm like, that didn't add anything to his character for me. Like, I would have said, okay, he's a mama's boy. I mean, his name's Pooch. Get the hell out of here. Okay. Last up, we have Amira. Amira is very interesting still to me. I was so drawn to her. And in her initial package, I was like, yes, love her. But then there's aspects that I'm like, I don't know. You know, she makes comments like, this is also flash forwarding a little bit, but like in the little clip that they showed at the end where he was having to choose the people, I'm here to make a lot of friends. And I was like, no, Amira, I want you to have that like killer drive to you. And honestly, I'm a little bit worried that she could be a bit of a flutter.
I'm kind of with you, Kylie. I can't figure her out. Like, and I think my concern I have with that is if I'm in the house and there's a personality I can't really put my finger on, that is a bigger threat than somebody that you know is going to be your friend, that's going to be your ally, that's going to be your nemesis. And that's what's scary to me about Amira. There's just I can't package her up in any way, which is also, by the way, why I can't stop looking at her and I find her intriguing.
Yeah, and she's very striking, like very pretty girl, but not in like the, you know, wearing her mermaid sequin top, but just there's something about her that kind of draws you in. She's interesting. I've got like a question mark on her. I drafted her on my team, so I hope she does really damn good, but I don't know.
I throw her in the same kind of column at this moment of like possible floater. Like, I just don't know enough about her. Yeah. Like, even tonight, didn't really get much from her. But, I mean, yeah, I don't know. She could go either way. I think right now I would say floater vibes, though. Again, because of her video.
So my worry is that she's not even floater vibes. I think she might have irrelevant vibes.
Like Victoria vibes. Like Final Three, but just – just there
no,
for.
I don't even think.
No,
that.
I don't think that. I don't think that. I don't know if she'll be able to make relationships with people so that she can even be.
Y'all want to know who she might remind me of? Melina.
Oh, from BB Can.
Yeah, first boot, yeah, BB Can, where she was just kind of like, I'm not even going to put forth the effort. It's not worth it.
Yeah. Tell us about the competitions.
So let's talk about our competitions. We get our three competitions, one at the porta potty, one at the piercing station, and one at the merch stand. So in the porta potty, they're going to have to listen to a little audio script, pick out the correct number, and if they get it wrong, they're going to get splashed with some toilet water. Just classic BB silliness.
And I love this group,
we've got Paloma, yes. Jasmine, Monty, Kyle, and Nicole.
I love this competition because I get to play around at home.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that it's my thing. I'm sitting there with one hand, which is the one.
Yes,
one hand,
yes.
My toes are the three.
Yep. Literally, same thing.
I love competitions where you could actually play it at home.
Yeah.
Who won, Kylie?
And we get Monty winning this round. So yay, Monty! Moving on. All right. The second competition, we get the piercing station. And this is the oddest competition maybe Big Brother has ever done in the history of ever. Okay, competing in this one, we have Michael. Sorry. Okay, this one we have Taylor, Brittany, Turner, Joseph, and Terrence. And little hippie boy throws his 10 earrings on. No big deal. Moving on. Our boy shaking. Turner. I mean, he almost had the 10th one on 17 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He every time he dropped it, he looked like more and more confused. Like, what?
He was like, I win. Damn it.
How come I can't put earrings on? I do this every day.
Yeah. So Turner moving on. And then our last competition. This is the one I really want to talk about. We have the merch stand, and we have Michael, Alyssa, Daniel, Indy, and Amira competing. And I'm sorry, but a woman has a distinct disadvantage in an upper body strength competition against men. And this is where I hate how they have divided them up. And I looked at my husband, I was like, and we've already had two men advance, which those were completely random, completely even playing fields. I have no problem with them. But I look at my husband, I was like, well, there's going to be three men competing because there's no way a woman is going to beat a man. And what do you know? Last people left hanging are the two men. And
Maybe Taylor's stronger and she may have been able to do
it. I'm not saying there is no woman out there because there are some, you know, like if you have Angela, you know, like this incredible athlete, maybe Angela can do it. Angela's not on this season though, so
I was surprised that Michael lasted as long as he did. He's small and scrawny.
No pun intended.
I did like the competition. I like simple competitions.
Don't have a problem with the competition if it's just an even playing field.
I'd have to go on there and see, but I honestly, like, with my weight, I don't know if I could have held myself up there as long as the girls did. I would have been done before them. I understand upper body strength, but upper body strength means nothing when you're drinking these all the time. You know what I mean? I understand it may not be like as even as like putting earrings on you or hitting a button at the same time, but I feel like
I don't like it.
Get over
all right. So moving on from that, y'all are wrong. Okay, thank you. So in the HOH competition, we have Turner, Daniel, and Monty competing. And
I love this challenge.
Yes, this I like. They're having to assemble a drum set puzzle. And what do you know? The Vegas performer, who's probably the only one that's really been around a drum set, he wins. And it was fun.
So let me ask you a question, folks. HOH number one, lose it or win it?
What's lose your pick? Lose it every day of the week.
Win it.
Twice on Sunday, lose it.
Win it. Look at the last. Okay, exclude Frenchie because he was an anomaly. But look at the seasons prior. You have a Jackson Mickey HOH. You have a Cody California HOH. You have a Tyler Crispin HOH. These three people then go on to win their seasons, and they have the first HOH. They're the ones everybody comes to you with information, and you are kind of in the know automatically, and it has, you know, like old Big Brother, it put a target on you. New Big Brother, you're in the middle. You're in the mix of everything.
I'm with Mike. I don't want to be seen or heard for the first 6 weeks of the game. Like, I don't want to be a floater.
That's what I was gonna say. Okay. I think it's
I'm okay to be a floater if I win.
It's based on the way, obviously, Big Brother's gonna throw a twist at you left and right, but it's based on the way that you go into the game thinking you are going to play. If you go into the game thinking you want to be a big player, you want to make moves, winning the first HOH is not good for me, let's say. Because if I win the first HOH, that target's on me. Not target, but again, my face is out there. People know me now more than they know the other people who are not HOH. And if I plan on making big moves after that, it's going to be harder for me to do. Maybe I make insane connections. That's great, whatever. But the way that you want to play the game, if you want to play the game quietly, then maybe win the first HOH, make the connections, and go under the radar. If you want to play the game loud, don't win the first HOH because you're going to be targeted right after.
But Mike, based on that logic, I might have to disagree with you, and here's why. You might want to win that HOH to create an image of yourself that is different than how you're actually going to play. So you might go in and play the loyal, I'm going to do exactly what the house wants, I'm going to be right, so that people are already saying, well, this is a guy I want around, he's going to do what we need, he's going to be with me, and then halfway through the game start playing that crazy evil Mike game, right? So like, yeah, there might be an advantage to winning it because of that.
It depends on, I just, it depends like on the players away around you too, though. It depends on the players around you,
and OP.
You know, because if you go in and you win the first one, they could just target you right after. And if the person you want out wins the veto, you're fucked because now you can't keep your word and you're not loyal and you have to, you know what I mean?
I'm just going to say that in the past few seasons, the trend has shifted towards having a first HOH being a good thing. So I'm going to try to win it.
Well, we're going to change that this season.
And once again, y'all are wrong. Moving on. Okay. So Pooch. It is time to reveal exactly what the backstage boss power is. And
No, I don't want it. I don't want to know about it. I don't want to hear about it. I'm over it.
Well, you don't have a choice. We're going to talk about it right now. Pooch, as the backstage boss, you will not compete in any competitions this week, but you cannot be nominated, you cannot be evicted, and you will get to compete for HOH next week. So Pooch has a free pass. Like, you know, that, you know, if you know that there's going to be some type of twist like that, maybe that's not the worst position to be in, because you can kind of, you know, maybe make some of those connections knowing that you don't have to target anybody this week and you're safe and you get to compete next week. You know, it's not a terrible position to be in. But plot twist, you also are going to have to pick three people to be backstage with you, but this isn't a perk. No, not a BB Fest. This is a bad thing because these people also do not get to compete for any competitions, and they cannot be nominated, but they can be evicted.
Huh?
Let's talk about it all.
So, okay, I actually don't understand the rules, and I'm sure most of people don't understand the rules, nope. But here's what I think. I hate when luck comes into play in any of these strategic games. The only piece of luck I believe that should come into these games is who the other players are in the game. That's it. You might end up having a group of people that you like more, that you get along more. That's the only luck I want in these games. And the fact that a random card that he selected allowed him to have this power or this safety or this whatever, to me, I hate. I don't want it. If you win something, I want you to win it. I don't want it to be random. That's just my thoughts.
Before we go into anything else, I loved how the kid from Staten Island, with his hair slicked all the way back, gets the title of boss. goes and sits in a gold chair. Like, we're going back to the mafia right now. This dude just sitting up there watching everyone. He's like, okay, trust him, trust him, don't trust him, don't trust him. I just thought it was so funny that he was the one who won. Blue-eyed, slicked hair, yeah. From New York. He's the boss. I think that was hilarious. But, yeah, I don't like how it went down either. There's no reason he should get an advantage and then have to put other people at a disadvantage because he picked a card. It's stupid to me.
Yeah. I don't like it when we don't understand. I don't like not understanding the rules. And so not knowing how they could possibly be evicted, but not be nominated. Yeah, I don't understand that. And I don't like having a lot of questions left at the end of the night. And
I'll also put another thing out there. America is not playing the game. America is not in the house. I do not want America to have any say in anything outside of picking who their favorite is to get a check at the end. I'm okay with that. I don't want them to influence the game. I want the people in the house to play, not America.
Not to mention when America votes, I completely agree. Don't like it when America gets to say something that influences the game. Don't like it. But normally when America gets to influence the game, it's like a luxury for America. At this point, I feel like it's a burden. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know if I'm like, all I know is I'm keeping one of those three safe.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens to the other two. They can't play. They can't vote. Good point.
Yeah. But like you're kind of like cursing them.
Yeah. Like what?
And so
bad about what I'm about to do than good.
Yeah. And the three that Pooch decides to bring backstage with him, because we didn't say that, are Paloma, Brittany, and Alyssa. And, you know, he very diplomatically chooses them by being the first ones out and the belly dancer. So what do you think? Do you think that this America vote's going to come out? One of the three gets saved and the other two are going to be automatically a possibility to be evicted. And that maybe there's going to be like four nominees.
I think the belly dancer is about to dance her way out of the house. That's what's going to happen.
I don't know, because once again, bringing BB Twitter into this, she is the name that's being thrown out there for Let's Save Brittany. She's a super fan. And I was already have my vote pulled up. I'm ready to punch my ticket in for Paloma.
I don't know if I'm even allowed to vote as a Canadian.
No, you're not.
I voted in BB Can, so you can vote in the BBUS. Okay. All right. So that is our premiere episode, folks. Overall, what do you give it? Give a grade to the premiere. Professor Sheldon.
I'll give it a solid B. It was nice to see. I like some of the competitions, but there are aspects of it that I'm like, yeah, I could have lived without.
Mike?
I'll give it a C. Boring. I'm right in the middle. But I would give it a D if I didn't think that the cast was at least a little promising. I have seen premieres before where I'm like, this season is going to blow. And most of the time, I'm right. And this season, I would have given tonight a D because I'm not big on like a heavy competition type premiere. And that's all we got tonight. I don't know anything about these people that I didn't know yesterday. Maybe a little bit, you know, but the people are intriguing and that keeps me at a C and not a D. I think that it'll be a messy game and what we think they're going to do, they're not going to do. Like we're going to be surprised this season, I think. And that's why it keeps me at a C.
All right. And I'm going to give it a B because I'm not a negative Ned. So I'm just going to give it a B. I've got some hopes, but I'm also prepared for them to be crushed. So, all right. That is our recap of the premiere. We will be back, not tomorrow, because we're not going to have an episode tomorrow. We will be back on Monday, I believe, where Kevin and CJ will be recapping the Sunday night episode where we get to see what Daniel does with his power. And I guess we're going to find out who America has voted for. So, Sheldon, Mike, thanks for joining me, and we will see you guys next time. Bye, y'all.